All right, we begin Perek Vav. We were in Perek Hey for the longest time. Perek Vav, which is on page Samach, and the chapter is called Yitziras Kesher Tmidi Im HaRibbono Shel Olam, forming a consistent, steady bond with the Almighty, which is basically going to be an elaboration of a concept that he spoke about in the first Sefer, as many of these ideas are. He spoke about in the first Sefer, at the end of the aspect of divine supervision, he spoke of the idea of the world of prayer. And that's what this chapter is going to deal with in more detail, the concept of prayer. This is a much easier chapter than the last one. The subcategory we're going to begin is called Sod HaTzlacha HaRitzifus. The foundation of success is continuity. And you'll see what he means. Connection, continuity. Kol Yehudi medaberim kona lepacha shalosh pamim vayom. Every Jew speaks with his Creator at least three times a day. Ve'eshehu mispalel esagimel atfilos shetiknu lanu chazal. At the three times where the rabbis decreed that we should pray. Avol dibur ve'kesher zeh. It could be that this type of speech and this type of talking, it could be in a level that, as he uses a phrase, his Torah is ripped in pieces. It's pieces of Torah. Ein retzef. There's no one block, no one solid mass, no one contiguous aspect. Between Shachris and Mincha, there's a big break of many hours, and so it is between Shachris and Mincha and Marv, generally speaking. And has a problem with that. Because the Chazon Ish already taught us. The real success in spiritual endeavors is tmidus, is regularity, is continuity, doing things on a often. So that structure that a person is building should be one that will maintain itself over time, will last. So chayev shiyia bebechina shel eish tamid. It has to be in the category of, as we find by the altar, it's an eish tamid. The fire was there consistently, as the pasuk says, eish tamid tukar al mizbech lo sichbe, and an eternal fire should be burning on the altar and never going out. And therefore, this is the fundamental rule. Kol davar she'eina bitmidus, anything that isn't done consistently, she'yesh bo hefsek kol hazman, where there is a break during the time, vadei she'yesh lo schar, you will certainly be rewarded for what you do. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schar kol beria, for Hashem does not withhold the reward of every creature. But avol ein bekocho likboa madrega nafshis pnimis baram, but it doesn't have the power within itself to establish a spiritual level within the person. It doesn't penetrate effective change within the person. Even if you'll do this thousands of times, you'll never reach the goal. Now, can he say this? So he gives a beautiful mashal. It's well known, the analogy of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, who was the Mashgiach of Mir, Shehim Shil Es Hadvorim LaOdam HaReitze LaHarsiach Maim BeKumkum. He gives an analogy of this to a person who wants to boil water in a kettle. You want to boil water in a kettle. Humemale Es HaKumkum Maim. He fills up the kettle with water. Humeniach Osal Gaviyesh. He puts it on the fire. Vihine Naniach Shleimim lokeach chamesh dakos lagil resicha. Let's say shalamayim. Shalamayim lokeach chamesh dakos lagil resicha. Let's assume that for water it takes 5 minutes for it to reach boiling. You want to already boiling, you have to leave it on the kettle, in the kettle, on the fire for 5 minutes. Malo says, what does he do? Meniach sholosh dakas. He puts it on for 3 minutes. Umori daka. He takes it off for a minute. Meniach sholosh dakas. Umori daka. He warms up for another 3 minutes and warms it up for a minute. Veshuv chosla. He goes, do this 50 times. Bitzura kazu is such a fashion. Omer agrach satzal. Says Reb Chaim, hamayim lo'olam lo yirsachu. The water will never boil. Never boil. Gam im yasakach v'meshech eloshon. If you do this for 1,000 years, the water will never boil. Right? Rak im yaniach l'kol hapochas pam achas es hakumkum al ha'esh l'meshech hamesh takar v'shatzufos yilo mayim resuchim. Only if at least one time you leave the kettle on the flame for 5 minutes, then will the water boil. So the analogy is obvious. Let's go to the next page on Samach Aleph. So kisha'ad amidabrin rabbayin sholoylam rak sholosh prami bayom. If a person speaks with the Almighty only 3 times a day, yesha bezesh shtei bayos. There's 2 problems when you do this. Reishis, number 1, is ba'ayah bekamus. There is a problem in quantity, a quantitative problem. K'moshar marnu sheishna hafsik mizman lizman. As we've said, there's a break from time to time. Right? You're just not doing it often enough. You're not talking to Hashem often enough. 3 times a day is not enough to talk to Hashem. Avol habaya hayoser ikarisi. But what's the primary problem? Even when you are reaching some kind of a, when you are in that quantity that you're at, right? When you're engaged, gama eches yeredes, the quality goes down. Kol adam, every person, beinu hu lo me Torah kal yom, doesn't matter if you learn Torah all day long, ubeinu omel leparnas, or you go to work all day long, doesn't matter what you do. Einu mesugol pitom likones lebeis haknesis lehaskel adam rebbein shalom. The person is not, mesugal, is not capable to all of a sudden, enter the shul and start talking to God. It's not going to happen that quickly. B'li hachana minimilis, without a minimal amount of preparation. Zeh davar hamufka be'etzem, that's something that's totally... It's totally split apart. It's not. It's essentially missing. So what he's saying is, you know, our davening is like putting the water on the kettle for a couple minutes, and not long enough to have a real hot relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a warm relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's boiling. It's really cooking. You got to keep yourself on the fire a long time. A long time. Throughout the day, you gotta stay. If it's throughout the day, you're cooking. You know, shacharis, even though you think it's a long time, 45 minutes, you're not ready for shacharis. It's too long of a break since the last time you spoke to him. And then this just becomes, it doesn't have enough around it, enough connected to it, to maintain itself in a way that you're going to get an effective tefillah in. And if we're trying to develop an inner connection to Hashem, that inner connection to Hashem needs a much longer cooking process than a tea kettle with water that only needs 5 minutes. And therefore, just to move into prayer, I'm doing everything not with Hashem, and I just move into prayer and push myself into Hashem, it's not there. It's not, you just can't turn it on, so to speak. So there's a qualitative problem and a quantitative problem. We're not doing it enough, and we're not doing it enough. Your quality, the water never boils. Your avodas Hashem never is really cooking. There's not enough engagement, and that's the problem. So idyon hachana nivsek b'shulchan aruch b'Rambam, and this idea of preparation is really mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. It's a halacha, but avol. You've got to pause, you've got to think, you've got to prepare. Even if you fulfill the law, the preparation of 5 or 10 minutes. This preparation is still not going to be able to spawn from it a simple feeling that you're talking to God. Ukafi shehigdira Mesilas Yesharim, as the Mesilas Yesharim defined for us, that what's tefillah? She'imo hu nosei v'nosei. That with Hashem you are, nosei v'nosei is an expression, give and take. You know, there isn't any, there has to be a give and take. Ulofanu v'nitzchanein, and he's supplicating before him. That's how prayer has to be. It's like your mamish, you're talking to him and you're arguing with him and you're discussing with him and you're pleading before him, and it's an interaction. Prayer is supposed to be an interaction. If a person wants to really, really feel that he's talking to God, he's obliged that during the course of the entire day, he's tied to the Ribbono Shel. You got, this is what we talked about, the world of prayer, if you recall. It's the world of prayer. It's not something you just step into. I'll take a little visit. I'll daven. You know, it's not the question of me davening. It's me being in the world of prayer. I mean, there's a zone. To be in this zone, and you have to live in that zone your entire life. Davening isn't a mitzvah you do X amount of times a day. Tefillah is a way of life. Just like you breathe is a way of life, and just like we have ways of life, there's a way of life called prayer, where you are consistently talking to Hashem throughout the day. That is the only way prayer is really going to be effective in terms of making a transformation within the depths of the human being. You can certainly, we're not going to say that if you go and talk to Hashem for a few minutes, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah of prayer. But to say that you have really dug deep into your neshama and connected to Hashem in a very strong and deep way, it is highly unlikely that that's going to happen on a consistent basis. And that's the whole point of prayer, as he has said, and we'll say again, is to have a continuous connection to Hashem throughout your life without a break. That's really what prayer is meant to do. It's not like shaking a lulav from time to time. It's not like doing certain mitzvahs that you do only at a certain time. Prayer is not really a mitzvah you do at a certain time. It is a continuous relationship with God. Yeah. Question, Shelley.
Just isn't Sekir Zimra that warm up? So you just don't walk in and do your 10S, right?
The problem is that we don't warm up. Most people don't really warm up with Sekir Zimra either. You're right. Davening has its own structure within itself. But it still doesn't work effectively if you're coming cold turkey into davening. It's part of an overall structure of continuously speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuously speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a wonderful structure, and it's a wonderful structure in theory, but how often do we really feel we're moving through that structure? And we have trouble concentrating and all these things for long periods of time. It's hard to concentrate for 45 minutes, right, Shelley? It's hard. You know why? Because we're not used to concentrating a whole day. If we're used to concentrating a whole day, 45 minutes wouldn't be so hard. We're coming in very cold turkey. Even the 45-minute experience, it's too much to be able to accomplish if there's not this continuous sense that God is with you every moment and you're speaking to Him all the time. And we're speaking to Him all the time, then you can step into a davening, and then you can go through those steps in Shmon Esrei. That's the problem. It's right, there's a theory that, you know, first we have the morning blessings, and then we have this, and then we have this, and then we have that. And it should move you further in that area. But it's a very difficult, you know, it's like, again, you take a relationship, you could say there is a concept of intimacy in marriage, and there's even in intimacy, there's steps. You just don't become intimate in 3 seconds. There's steps. But if the husband and wife don't talk to each other the whole day, somehow you don't have the time for each other the whole day, or thinking about them the whole day, the steps don't really work either. just doesn't work. The feeling isn't there. You can go through the motions, but the intensity of the emotional intimacy is not there. Of course, you can go through the motions and say you were physically intimate, but it really wasn't what intimacy is supposed to produce. It's supposed to produce the deepest emotional connection, even through that physical activity. So what's missing? That's why all these people now are talking, they're having big problems with their intimacy lives. You know, and therefore they still have to take pills, and they have to take this, and they have to take everything else, and all these things to face, and to get into erotic type of behaviors to improve their intimate life. It's a simple problem. You're not talking to each other the whole day. You're not thinking about each other the whole day. If you're always thinking about your spouse all the time, all day long, you're supposed to think about your spouse. Even when you're working, you're thinking about your spouse, and you're calling them, and you're never disconnected from them, right? Then when you are back together, it's you're starting on a whole different wavelength. You understand what I'm saying? It's not, I have my life. You know, you have different marriages. You have different marriages. You have something. The guy goes to work. He thinks about one thing only. How much is he going to advance his career? And if he's got to be late, he's got to be late. And sometimes he'll call his wife till he's late. Sometimes he won't call his wife. And when he's home, he's in a rush because he's got another client after dinner. Let's say guys like, one of these professionals that they're out of the house at 7 in the morning and they're home at 9:30 at night. And when he's home, and he's got the blueberry, the blackberry, every berry he's got, and he's this and that, and every once, twice a week, when he has to deal with his animalistic needs, he connects with his spouse. You have marriages like that, you really do. Not the people are mean to be bad people. They just get caught up in everything. So it just, and they all are wondering, like, it just isn't the way it used to be when we were young. Right? Remember when you were courting this woman? You know, now in this world, especially in this world, where they do everything well before the wedding. There's no mystery before the wedding. Right? So in that time, they're thinking about each other the whole time. Can't wait. Can't wait to get back home. Can't wait to be with her. I have to do these things now, but I have to be at work. I can't wait to get out of work. I can't wait to be with her. Right? Used to be that way, right? Early on. So if you're thinking about the person all day long, so then when you're with the person, there's a different intensity that's involved. But if the whole day goes long and you don't even think about the person at all, okay, look, let's just hop in. Let's do it quick. Right, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. So that Shmoneh Esrei, lahavdil, is the intimacy, the real deepest intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't do that if you haven't been talking to him the whole day. It's like awkward. It's like awkward. It's just not right. So you'll physically go through the motions. You'll read the words, and maybe for a couple minutes you'll even feel something for a couple minutes. But if the whole day long you're not, when can I get a time to really just be with alone with Hashem? You have these romantic couples. When can we be really alone for a while? You're at a party with everybody, but you're just looking at each other the whole time, and I just love you. Okay, and you're with friends, and the friends, and you're out to dinner with them, but you just say, I just can't wait to be with my wife. All right, remember, it used to be that way. Remember. Right, so when you are, all your energies are going into this, right? So how often do we feel? I just can't wait to be alone with God for 15 minutes for a mincha, man. I need to be alone with Him. It's such a pain in the neck. I got to leave. I better get there fast. I don't want to be the first guy there waiting for the other guys. I want to be the 10th guy, exactly Asher Yoshev Esecha, and boom, I'm out there, and I got to rush back. That's lahavdol. It's the spiritual quickie. Okay, in and out. It's lahavdol. But that's what it's like. What? It's just not there. Okay,
people talking during davening,
walking
in the bedroom.
Right, and then what kind of davening is it? But it's like, I need it, you know. In the middle of work, you're talking to Hashem. Oy Hashem, I'm helping take the garbage out with you. And Oy Hashem, I'm going to this business meeting and I need to make a Kiddush Hashem, and help me with the Kiddush Hashem. It's going to be hard. I'm dealing with a difficult person. And you're talking, but you know, you can't do it very long because you got to get right back to the boss. And can I just have 15 minutes alone with you at Kodesh Baruch Hu? Then when you have that chance, oh, you mamish, you're jumping full in, right? So that's the problem. You never long enough for the kettle to boil. So you're right. There is this structure. It's a wonderful structure, Shmon Esrei. It's a beautiful structure, Shmon Esrei, to get you to the most intimate levels with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But you're not longing to go through that structure. It's not something it's a pain in the neck. It's something I have to do. Something I have to do. Even, you know, and Allah requires me. I have to do it. I have to talk to Hashem. I have to talk to Hashem. Okay, I'll talk to Hashem. Okay, I have to be quiet. I'll be quiet. I'll say the words. But if it's not in the context of a relationship that's going on the whole day, then it's missing. It's just not going to make it. It's just not going to make it. So now back inside. Where am I? So kidei she'adam yuchal lahargish be'emes shu medaber b'imbaro. So that a person should be able to really feel he's speaking to God during davening. Who chayev shekol meshcha yom shol yom akush al ranisham. It's required that during the entire day he has to be connected to Hashem. So the question now is, Echnita and Lasso, so how do we do this? So now we continue to the next section, subsection. His bainus ba'afsios in yoni alamazeh. Oh, Shelly, you're not going to like this again. This is a reflection on the nothingness of the aspects of this world, the worthlessness of this world. Kavishin is Barak Farlel, as already explained in the fifth chapter. Hanakuda Rishon of Apshutahi, the first and most basic and simple point is, Shekolzman Shadam Enomis Ya'ish Min Yone Elam Azel Kol Anfem. As long as a person doesn't, despair doesn't fit over here so much, doesn't like give up hope of having this world really be of a lot of value. You know, give up on it. Songsburns doesn't give up on this world, but what he means, he's not focusing as this world as the goal in and of itself. That's what he means. As long as you really think this world is the real place and it's the real goal, right? Harei mekushel artzios. So you're connected to physicality. Ukeshu mekushel artzios. If you're connected to this physicality, again, as that physicality is a goal into itself. So adover mashkiach menas achelik v'alo kishavo. So it causes you to forget the godly part that is of this world. He's forgetting the soulful part, which is the part of God on high that is in it. Right? The way you're supposed to look at everything is you look at it and you say, Mamish, look how Hashem, you manifested yourself into this MP3 player. Rabbeinu Shalayla, my Mamish, have a wonderful way to connect you with this MP3 player. Mamish, I feel you with this MP3 player. I can take Torah with me all day long. Mamish, you're unbelievable, Hashem. I love you for the MP3 that you made. That's the way you're supposed to look at MP3 player. And then you can use it. Use it. Right? But if you look at the MP3 player, wow, this is such a fun thing. I can have so much fun with this MP3 player. You know, I can download 1,000 different recording artists and get all involved into the recording artists and this one and that one and this and everything else. You don't even think Kodesh Baruch Hu at all is involved with this MP3 player. So the more you're just hooked into that, right, you're forgetting that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you gotta give up. This is not the MP3 player for itself. This is only a manifestation of God. As long as you don't have God in that picture throughout the day, and you just, and the more I just look at this, you know, this has 2 gigabytes. Why can't I have the one with 4 gigabytes? And then I really want one with 1,000,000 gigabytes. And I'd like it the more expensive model and this expensive model and the latest one this. And now I can get, with movies I can download into this one. It's the next level and this and that. I keep going and going and going. You just hooked into this. Right? You just hooked into it. But if you're saying, I'm only interested in the godly part of it, that's all. The rest is just nonsense. I don't need all the other mishigasim that come with the MP3 player. I just need one thing, to be able to play nice songs that will put my mind at ease when I want to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to have some dveikus and I don't have the best voice, so I'll put on a beautiful niggin that will get me into the mood, and I'll have a Torah tape. Then you're looking at it as a shtick, it's a shtick God. It's a piece of God in here. That's a different story. So, he's saying, Achumrius va'artzius, this earthliness, this grossness, this physicality, doesn't allow you to get aroused. So you're dull the whole time. So Mamela, consequently, between every prayer, he is separated from Hashem. He's cut off. And he only gets back to Hashem when it comes to the next prayer. So that's a problem. That's a problem. So as long as you really are totally immersed in this world, then you're separated from Kodesh Baruch. So ain't a kavana. We don't mean Sharman Sarkli Sasek Bigash. We're not saying you shouldn't be involved with physicality. You have to be involved with physicality. That's the Ratzon of Hashem. Vadish and Enamalach, we're not angels. Avola Isuk Bagashvius Chayav Lios Baasia Biadaim Lo Belev. But your engagement in the physical world has to be limited only in the realm of action of the hands, but not with the heart. Your heart isn't given over to the physical world, just your body. Bebechina, as the beautiful understanding of what it says in Pirkei Avos, Torah im derech eretz. What's the proper way? Torah with derech eretz. Torah, what does derech eretz in that context mean? Derech eretz means making a parnosa. There is a way of life that the rabbis suggest for most people. Most people, Torah with making a living. But it's Torah im derech eretz. What does that mean? Shat derech eretz nimtza biyadayim, that you're making a living should be found in your hands. V'hat Torah nimtzas b'lev, but the Torah should be in your heart. Right? In other words, my heart, what do I yearn for? What do I love? What's the most important thing in my life? What am I dreaming about all day long? Torah. Okay, I'm working, and I can have my brain can be in the work. My brain can be in the work, and my hands can be in the work, and I do the best job when I'm doing the job. But my heart isn't in the work. My heart isn't in it. I don't love it. I don't love my work. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't do things that are more in line with your nature. If you're more mathematically inclined, you should have a job that's more into that. You know, don't do an artistic job if you're not an artist. You should do things that your nature is more attuned to doing it with ease. And when you're doing it, you're doing an honest job. But it's not like this is my love of my life. My work is not my love of my life. My work is, it's a klala, it's a curse, it's much better if we wouldn't have to work. But God says I have to do it, and I have to see how His hand is guiding me and giving me parnasa in spite of my efforts. And I do what I have to do. In other words, the way it is now, our work should be like our davening, and our davening should be like our work. Can you imagine how much better it would be? Yeah, you have a job, you have to get something, you have to be ready for a meeting, a business meeting, how much time you prepare, how much you're getting ready for the deadline, and you call your wife and say, sorry dear, I'm going to have to miss dinner, I'm sorry, it's a deadline, what can I do? I have to make sure it's done. And you're throwing everything into the work, right? And everything is focused around the work, right? And when it comes time to daving's the interruption of the day, right? So it should be farkar. Work is the interruption of the day. It's a long interruption. It's an interruption of what? It's an interruption of me getting back to Kodesh Baruch, because that's what I'm really looking forward to, is davening for Bnei Shalom. That's... So as long as you're totally involved in the physical world, you can't be connected. You can't just step into a world of prayer like this. That's what Torah Derech Eretz means. That the Torah is in your heart and the Derech Eretz is in your hands. But kishalev yored l'nakudash olam hazeh, but when the heart now gets down and gets focused on the mundaneness of this world, kan matchil nakuda nefil, that's where the point of falling begins. Next page, Samach Beis. Holomazeh, this world is a very seductive world. It's mata es ha'odam. It confuses a person, tricks him to make mistakes, from the word ta'us. umashkiach minas emes apshuta, and has a tendency to cause the person to forget the simplistic truth. Imein sima slave to minis meshach hayom nishkach zmena osin nechuda pshuta ki lo b'moso yikach hakol lo yered achrov kvodo. If a person doesn't constantly think about this a whole day long, he forgets the most simplistic point that King David said. When you die, you ain't taking it with you. Nothing's coming after you. When you die, you ain't taking nothing with you. Mikol akinyanim sheish l'adam b'olam hazeh, from all the things that you own in this world, yishar lo klum, you're not going to have anything at the end. Right? You don't take anything with you. Except Torah, your Shemayim, your connection with the Rabbanu Shalom. But in this physical world, the physical world alone, you don't take any of it with you. You don't take the MP3 player, you don't take the song, you don't take nothing with you. Now, the Rabbanu Shalom part of the MP3 player, that's what you take with you. So you're not wasting it. I mean, even when you're going at work, there's the Rabbanu Shalom part at work. That you, the Kiddush Hashem at work, you take with you. Right? But anything else, we forget about this thing. You don't have to take it with you. Haba'ayahi, the problem is, Shasadvar mahalalu hasechu yideh. The problem is, we all know this intellectually. Achalev ain't a margish, but our heart doesn't feel this. So, kedei lahagia lakach. So how can we reach this level that the heart really feels this? Chavim lichios es ha'emes ulahakar es ha'afsius kolois nekudas. You have to live with the truth and recognize the nothingness of these physical points. Lahargish esanakura pshut, you gotta feel this simple point. Shesov kol sof, at the end of the day, kulonu nistalek kan minolam, we're all gonna leave this world, kolech vizan, everybody at their times. Elashem merutz hachaim, but because of the hasty pace of life, mashkiach esanakura pshut, we forget this simple point. Umel adam chai tamid bar gosha shishar kan lam. And people live consequently with this feeling that you're going to live forever. Ukedivre haZohar haNodaim, and as we know, as the Zohar, the very famous words of the Zohar, Tochazi Barnash, go look at people. Ozel Bahai Alma, he goes through this world, Vuchashiv Didilehu, he thinks it's his. Tadir, always. And he will remain in his body for generations and generations. Everybody, there's a song, right? Goisha song. We're going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. Such a niggin. Yeah, going to live forever. You're going to live forever. You live that way. You live that way. It's a little bit younger generations. It was after when you were a teenager, when he was a teenager, right? What? I don't know the group place. You know, you hear at a bus stop. You hear.
No.
Okay, don't get a machloikis. Who cares? Yeah. But the point is, see, look at the Bikias here. If I would ask somebody, where is there a Taisvis in Shah? Where in Lutzaro did he say certain point? See, Mamish, the Bikias we have of the shtus of the world. You see, that's how it is.
It's in your faces.
It doesn't matter. That's, you know, when was where does Lotzado talk about suffering? No, which chelek even do we remember? Which chelek? I don't even know what section in the chelek. Right? Yeah.
You read a song about Lotzado?
I'm saying which parsha is the death of Aaron? I don't know. Some of it's not in Bereishis. Okay. Okay. But anyway, but this is so true. Nobody really thinks they're going to die. Nobody thinks they're going to die. Really. You save up RSPs. You have to have a couple million in the RSP account or the RIF. Right? That's the RIF they know, not Rabbeinu Alphus.
Yeah.
They know the RIF. Retirement Investment Fund, whatever. RIF. You have two RIFs. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi is the RIF. But no one knows that RIF. But they know the other RIF. Ganz fine. And yeah, and they tell you that brokers say you have to have at least 2 million, 3 million in your RSP. So now, cause then you'll have money for the rest of your life. Forever. I don't look at it this way. I just need enough that, you know, after I retire, give me 20 years and that's fine. how much will the money last? And when it runs out, then the life ain't much of life at that point in the game. And that's, I'm going to live till 120. Let's be honest. Nobody really wants to live till 120. Because by the time you're 100, if you make it there, man, you're such a frail prune. You know, I mean, you know, it's not, it doesn't enjoy life. You know, let's be honest.
Torah, come on. Torah, you're lying.
Yesterday we said that 89-year-old
the covered bag.
Okay, but by 100, I understand.
You're still fun. I'm
just
saying. You want 120?
I'm saying nobody wants to live. You're not going to live. It gets to a point where the body totally is broken down, and you know, the whole avoid is to get up in the morning takes 3 hours. You know, and then you know, that's the time where you say, "Rabbi Shalom, take me away already." You know, it's like, well, let me go. It's like, I'm saying, but no, but we. No, I'm just saying we invest. We got to be honest. You say, you know what? I just need enough to get me to this point, and that's all. I ain't living forever. But our investment strategies, I'm saying our investment strategies are focused on living forever. You take away so much of the money you could use for mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim so that you can live forever. It's like, you just say, I just need enough after I retire. You retire at 65, 70. So, what am I? Another 20 years, that's it. 25 years, that's it. Let's be honest. Yeah. No, you have to have it'll always perpetuate. You'll never touch the principal. Let me touch the principal. I gotta, I'm going to leave it all for the children to fight over. You know, and to get arguments and to hate each other. You got more, I got less. But we live that way. We live, we're going to mamish, we're never going to die. We're never going to die. It's like... And the Zohar is saying, you know, people are so foolish. You know, so if you think you're going to be forever, it's because you think you got, so therefore, this world here better be pretty good because I'm going to live forever with that house. I'm going to live forever with this and that. So, you know, we got to worry about global warming. We got to worry that in 500 years, the world is going to collapse. There's going to be no sunlight. So you don't have to worry. You're not going to live forever. You're going to leave. That's part of the game. It's part of life. Right? Adam shochech asayadiya pshuta v'muchrechas. A person forgets the most obvious and most well-known concept. Shesof kol sof kula mistalkim olam. At the end of the day, we all leave this world. Without any exceptions. There isn't one exception. Except you. You are going to be I'm going to be in the Guinness Book of Records. And I'm going to be the one that lives forever. Ask yourself a question. Where's your grandparents of blessed memory? Are any of them around? Not one grandparent. You know, is around. Do we think we're going to live longer than the grandparents? Right? Okay, you had a grandparent live till 100. Not forever. Fine, good. So you should live to 102, okay? You should live to 102. But she's gone. Nobody. You don't have any. You have no great grandparents. They're all gone. And one day you're going to be the great grandparent. You're going to be gone. No. Harei kvar af echem em lo nitzchol. Not one of them is here. V'chisaver mishu shanach nichi yosher. Do we think we're going to live longer than them? So why are you immersing your whole life in these points that you know at the end you're not going to be left with anything? What are you investing so much to the perpetuity of the physicality of this world? Now, certainly we know you have to eat, you have to drink, you have to sleep. But everything has to be done with the proper evaluation. With the proper measure. How much do I need only in terms of me being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I know I'm going to leave and I'm going to be totally with Hashem forever. How am I making use of this world that I'm temporarily being in that I'm going to have to extract out enough to connect me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that extent I'm involved in this world? Because I know this is not the final destination. So I live here. I'm traveling through. So I have to, of course, I have to eat something, I have to live, I have to have a place, I have to have a roof under my shoulder. But how much? Does it have to be something that could last, you know, these salesmen, they say, you buy this, it'll last a lifetime. It'll last you 1,000 years. I don't need something that lasts 1,000 years. Something that lasts me another 50 years will be fine. I don't care if it falls apart in 50 years. It doesn't matter. I don't need the highest quality that's going to be the Cadillac model of models. You don't need it. Right? Just how much do I need of this world for Avodas Hashem? But to the degree that you're saying, no, I'm going to be in this world forever, and I want this world to be really good for me forever, and I invest a lot of effort in this world for the purpose of this world. To that extent, you're never going to be able to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Next subcategory. Chashivus ha'isponus b'maisa. So now the importance of reflecting while you're doing things. So therefore, lifnei kol maso maso ramosa, before any activity that you do throughout the day, reishis, the first thing, olav le'isponin, you got to reflect, mahu omin lasas, what are you about to do? Ha'isponus ha'pshuta lifnei asiyas ha'maisim. A simple reflection before you do something. Otseris eshet avachayim, it stops that hasty pace of life. The rat race. A lot of us are just on automatic pilot. We're moving. We're on automatic pilot, not just putting on tefillin, not thinking what we're doing as we're putting on the tefillin, because we're just moving on one to the other. That's just the natural pace of life. I get in the car, I do this, and you're just moving. And that's the way most human beings act, without thinking what you're doing. I put on tefillin every day. I know how to do it. I know it automatic. I do it in my sleep. Right? So that's what we're doing. Right? But stop it for a second. Put him over, Mahalachim shall keep us on. A person usually goes through life hasty. How about if we can stop to one of stopping, thinking, tranquility of soul, and stop and think, what am I doing? Lidugna, we'll give one example before we leave. Adam Yishashiv Lechol. Everybody here, I think, today is going to eat today. I think everyone's going to do it. Right? All of Lasse says that Das, you should stop and think for a minute. Shachila lo te'ase b'chub paso. You shouldn't eat hastily. B'li machshav without thinking. Elabim is sinus of Yishav Adas. You should do it with deliberation and with Yishav Adas, with a settled mind. Of Lahamidis Asmul fi Achila, you should sit yourself down before you eat. Felicia, just stop for a couple seconds. We're not telling you to wait an hour. For a couple of seconds, just ask a couple questions before you eat. You're going to have breakfast today. You're going to rush off, run out, grab a Danish, wolf it in your mouth while you're driving in the car, as you're on the phone, talking to somebody, and that was breakfast for some of us. Right? Or whatever it is, right? Just stop before you put anything in your mouth. And stop for 15 seconds. And ask yourself a question. Lama ani ochel, why am I eating? Ki ani raiv, because I'm hungry. Ha'im harav higia memela. Did the hunger just come out of nowhere? Just came out of nowhere? Say this verbally. Yesh ha'omim shekach u'tevam. Some people say that's the nature of a person. U'mi'icha s'tevam. Who put this nature into me? V'chiteva machriach s'asam. Does nature, is it its own force? Is nature an independent force? If it's not, isn't it a God force that's implanted in nature? Vadish, so it's not its own force. Ainzos elashani ra'ev, it's because I am hungry. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa osi rav, because Hashem made me hungry. Didn't Hashem make my body in a way to make me hungry? Chloraming to say, kol nekuda shemischadesh v'adam, any point that renews in a person, who bebechinas is in the aspect of, we will daven now in Shachris, ha'machadesh tu b'chol yom tu'id maser reishis, Hashem renews every moment the world of creation. Masha esmol hu ayirav, the fact that I was hungry yesterday, zechirish, that was a new thing. Shal esmol, that was yesterday's new thing. Umashu rav ayom, the fact that I'm hungry today, zechirish shal ayom, that's today's chirish. That's today's new thing. And I should reflect on that. And I should think, oh, Hashem made me hungry. Why does He make me hungry every day? Maybe I should appreciate that I constantly have to nourish myself. Hashem is giving me the nourishment, etc., etc. Okay, it's not finished, it's late. But to be able to stop before everything you do and to be able to connect it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what, and now the meal will have a different type of meal. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow.